Harris 8 o'clock newsline, Gaza Summit, President Prabowo orders TNI to prepare peacekeeping forces. Indonesian Air Force and Indian Air Force cooperate in the defense sector, and here is the newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto ordered the Indonesian National Armed Forces TNI to prepare peacekeeping troops for deployment in Gaza, Palestine. If the Gaza Peace Summit in Egypt on Monday achieved a constructive outcome and the deployment of troops is approved by the United Nations Security Council. President Prabowo Subianto delivered the order to prepare directly to the Deputy Commander General Tandio Budi Revita during a limited meeting at President's private residence in Jakarta Sunday evening, October the 12th. The Indonesian Air Force and Indian Air Force agreed on several strategic defense collaboration during the six Air Staff Talks held in Bali on October the 7th until the 10th, 2025. In an official release received in Jakarta on Monday, Air Marshal Inyoman Suwatnyada, head of Indonesian Air Force Information Service, confirmed that the two parties agreed on several important collaborations, including the establishment of the Su-30 Forum as a platform for coordination and joint training. Listener, that was the newsline from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
From the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. Embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove. We are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Goes from the down. Drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass. God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove. We are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Come from the ground, fill up the space. I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Teruntuk kau yang saat ini mendekat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Yogyakarta City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Listener, we're gonna play a song by Sheila on 7. Sheila on 7, a music group from Yogyakarta, currently consists of Duta as vocalist, Oros as guitar, and Adam as a bassist. They debut with a self-titled album, Sheila on 7. The album seems to revive the era of youth music groups for high school students in Indonesia at the time. The album Sheila on 7 was released in 1999 with the song Dan or N as the main single. Even though the song Dan has a simple composition, the songs managed to set a new record by becoming the number one song on the MTV Ampuh chart for 40 weeks. In addition, the song also managed to become Song of the Year for 2 years in a row. Until now, there has been no Indonesian songs that has managed to match the record for the song created by Eros. The song Dance or N is about someone who lets go of their lover for one goal so that their lover can be happy and shine again. Listener, this is Sheila on 7 with the song Dan or Ann. Happy listening.
Because
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto left for Egypt this morning, and he is going to attend the Gaza summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. State Secretary Minister Prasetyo Hadi said that the President got a special invitation to join the summit. And according to the minister, apparently many nations wanted Indonesia to come into the summit, and Prasetyo is yet to know the detail about the agenda of the summit that, according to the information he got, will be attended by representatives of 20 nations, and the State Secretary is yet to get any information too from the Foreign Affairs Minister Sugiono. And recently, listener, the Indonesian government stated our readiness to send 20,000 peacekeeping mission to Gaza under the UN. And this is because of Indonesia's commitment for Palestine.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa ku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La 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 in. Berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sempurna, jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Kita pasti pernah dapatkan cobaan yang berat. tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Tak ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Syukuri apa yang ada. Hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Tuhan pastikan menunjukkan kebesaran dan kuasanya bagi hambanya yang sabar dan tak kenal putus asa.
That was The Massive with Jangan Menyerah or Never Give Up. And you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Coming up next is a story about an Indonesian figure who spent a lot of time in creating good music, especially for children. The name is Titiek Puspa. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ku bersimpu di sisi jasad membeku, doa tulus dan air mata. Segala dosaku pohonkan ampunannya, seakan terjawab dan kau terima. Nah itu, kapan lagi kita kan bercanda. Ulang sampai di rumah tuh belegar, beng selamat meninggal. Itu kayaknya tuh, wah, dunia itu pecah, gak karuan gitu. Wah, aku terus nangis, terus nanya kemana-mana, gak ada yang tahu. Gak ada yang tahu di mana. Gak taunya malam-malam baru om bengnya dipindah ke rumah istrinya.
Arriving at home, I heard that Bing Slamet passed away. It's like the world broke and it's crazy. I cried and cried, so I asked somewhere. Nobody knew. Suddenly at night, Bing Slamet was moved to his wife's house located at Jalan Arimbi. Then yes, I've prayed. Surprisingly, I couldn't leave because of the nature. I had to pray for Bing Slamet. Then I prayed and prayed under his foot. I said, God, forgive all his sins. God, accept him by your sight. Give mercy on him. He was a good man. Oh my God. My ears were directed to a place with a long funnel. There was a voice. He did not make any sin because he had a lot of good deeds. I cried. I wore a scarf. I covered my mouth with the scarf. I went into the bathroom. I said, He did not make any sin. He had a lot of charity. It's crazy. I kept crying. That's why I asked the gods forgiveness for him. On board, I made something. Sitting next to me was Mus Mualim. It was here at my head. Something sounded. The song sounded. I grabbed a pen at him. Then there was a disposal bag. It was a dirty vomit bag, wasn't it? In the past, if we flew, we did vomiting. It was a pity. I took the disposal bag and wrote there. It was already the same song and lyrics. Then we got off from the plane. Emilia and Titik and Mus. Uncle Mus was so mean. Why? Yes. It was Aunt Titik kept crying like that. So come here. Come here. I had to tell you. I took him to the restroom. Yes. Listen well. I was writing this. We would like to sing at noon. It was sunny and bright day. Aunt Titik crept. So first one to hear it was Emilia Contessa.
Titik Puspa, a living legend singer of Indonesia, thus idealized the late Bing Slamet. The death of Bing Slamet made her so sad. Being so mourning, Titik Puspa created a song called Bing. For her, Bing Slamet was indeed everything. Without Bing, Titik Puspa, who used to be very shy, would never set her foot to Jakarta as the capital city of Indonesia.
Karena tahun 54 itu saya kan menang dari Semarang. Jadi bintang radio Semarang. Sampai di Jakarta tuh saya bukan mau nyanyi atau lomba nyanyi. Di sana saya itu di sini.
I was there in the year of 1954. I was the winner of Semarang, becoming a radio star of Semarang. Until arriving in Jakarta, I did not want to sing nor join a contest. Here in my head at the time, I had to meet Bing Slamet because he was my idol. Yes, after joining exercise, I made a song that would be presented at the semifinals. I've run to find Uncle Bing. I fell and fell in front of RRI. It was still Ikada Stadium. Next to it stood Sports Center. There, we made the song. If I were a radio star of RRI, I would meet him at the midfield until I fell. How excited I was at that time. Then the next day, it was the semifinal. I took his writing. Suddenly, I had already got the signature of Bing Slamet. I brought it until I slept. I said that right here, there was Titik Puspa. I've twice, finally, the third time. I was pushed by my fellows. You were called. I continued to stand up. It was you. I was in front of the mic. I asked, what's going on anyway? The committees of Semarang were so crazy. They were a little angry. I didn't understand. I actually laughed and laughed. It was going on. Ting, tong. Then I've already entered right away. I said in my heart, should I cry or not? Oh, yes. I shouldn't cry and cry.
Although not a major champion in the selection of RRI Radio Star in 1954, Titik Puspa as a singer who was born in November the 1st, 1937, began to realize her vocation as a singer.
Pemberian hadiah, tahu-tahu itu.
Until in the final, I wasn't so sad. There was not anything wrong. To be presenting the gift, Titik Puspa had to sing. Oh, how come? I was already defeated by number one. How could I really sing? It's wrong, wasn't it? It's insulting, yes? RRI and Mr. Iskandar requested for you to sing. Who the hell it was? It was the conductor. I forget his name, from Sumatra. Okay. If I remember it, I had to sing. I'd often join exercise. The song was created by Chandra Buana. They were already singing all. Then I joined as well. As soon as I finished singing, the crowded applause was heard so long. Before, they just felt common. Yes, it was normal. So I was so admired. I said, I should be a singer. Like what? What I had to sing. Oh, it was up to the guard, I told so. From there, I thought, I've set myself that I should be asked by the guard to sing.
For Titik Puspa, having a singing talent is a tremendous gift from the God. She did not expect to obtain such grace because since childhood, she was known frail and sickly. Because of being often sickly, she never felt disappointed and upset with the Creator. Even, she used to try to commit suicide.
Mana sang maha pengasih maha penyayang gitu kan. Siang disayangi siapa? Saya dari dulu selalu sakit. Duar. Halilintar itu. Orang wedi paten nono. Aku kan bahas orang Jawa. Udah pokoknya sekarang saya mau bunuh diri. Duar. Paten nono. Jadi itu tuh betul-betul saya dengan apa namanya. Itu apa halilintar dan gelegar geluduk itu apa ya.
Where about the merciful? And the gracious was, whoever was loved. I used to be sick, like the thunder sounded, der. I wasn't afraid to die. I'm a Japanese woman. Anyway, now I wanted to commit suicide. Der, let me die. It was really what's the name? It was lightning and thunder, so I challenged it. Finally, I said that, anyway, I wanted to commit suicide. I ran to home, wanted to go to school and to my village around 5 or 6 kilometers. I was wet because of the rain. I ran until my village. I was at the back of the house with a garden and an orchard. There was peas fruit and there was a guava tree. Anyway, I took my many fruits of all the trees. Even I took the gummy ones as well. Babal. You know babal? Don't you? It was young jackfruit with a lot of gum. It's white and white. Oh my God. My mom always grew pepper. This was a handful of red pepper, so I put them into the mortar. You know the mortar. It's container to pound paddy, not the long one. I've put it in the pepper and some salt. One pan was full. Then I ate. Ooh, it was like a fire. So spicy. I ate a lot until dying. I kept eating and eating. Afterwards, I lost control.
After being fainted, Titik Puspa was conscious of the change in herself. She was no longer weak. She was well, smart, and everyone was pleased with her. She also thanked the merciful to change herself. Ever since, Titik was committed to singing for the God. This was an initial momentum on which Titik Puspa started singing.
Terus besoknya bangun itu cueng. Itu kayak bangun tuh kayak cuap.
The next day I woke up, it was like being $6 million man, you know, in the morning. What I did was washing dirty plates, sweeping around and bathing my younger sisters and brothers. Everything I did was like washing and washing. It was like the job of making films, you know. Everything was quickened. I went to school on foot and it was a heart struggling. After arriving at the school, I was able to answer all the questions asked by my teacher. I was able. All of my schoolmates clap hands. That was boosting. You know, boosting. 7 times. 7 is okay. Everything was not. Then everybody was laughing. Oh my God, wait a moment. I thought so. I ran from the school. I climbed some trees in the garden. Oh my God, I was smart. I failed to die. I wasn't sick. And every student loved me at school. Even I was asked to sing and I was applauded. Everything that I was asked to do was that I could do. Though the God was angry with me, okay, if the God was angry, I apologize. Now, I started singing for God.
The voice of Titik Puspa imitating the sound of a train into a beautiful song rhythm. When sitting in the 5th grade of elementary school in Magelang, Titik Puspa got accustomed to going to school by train. During this trip on the train, she was listening to beautiful music that actually was the sound of the train. Surprisingly, it was only she could hear the musical strains.
Jadi setiap pulang satu tahun saya nyanyiin Gusti Allah, satu tahun aku dinyanyiin kereta api.
So each time I arrived home for 1 year, for 1 year, I sang, oh my God. 1 year, I sang on the train. Because I was at the fifth grade of elementary school in Mangkalang, I had to board. Well, it was so. For me, it might be the start that I had to learn sound, yes. I heard an imitated sound. I made it as a guidance. Anyway, oh my God wanted me to do so. In order, I heard music.
That was Titiek Puspa in the eyes of other artists. She is known as a senior who is not arrogant and wants to lead the junior. Then, how was Titiek Puspa in the eyes of her daughter, Patty?
Kalau sebagai anak, mungkin tidak semua anak tahan ya, karena edukasi yang dilakukan oleh ibu saya yang kebetulan Titiek Puspa itu tidak berhenti sampai detik ini pun.
If as a daughter, probably all children could hold so because the education made by my mother, who happens to be Titiek Puspa, does not stop until this moment. For us, a mother is above all everything. It means that we can be dumb if we are opposite or rough with her. With the philosophy, our life is thankfully peaceful. We have a basic ethic of being part of the community and family. Then we don't feel frustrating easily. We can accept what our life is. We can move forward. We can remain on the right ethics and so forth. But it must be strong enough because we keep making self-correction. Even until I will be a grandmother and have grandchildren, I keep making self-correction.
Bila ku ingat masa kecilku, hangat tubuhmu memeluk tidurku, senyumanmu terlukis di dalam mimpi-mimpiku. Tak kuragu cintamu menjagaku.
Titiek Puspa is well known not only as a singer but also as a remarkable songwriter. Many of her songs have become top hits so far. The creation process of her songs was made by herself, starting from not to lyrics.
Suamiku lihat aku nulis tapi dia enggak pernah bisa baca tulisanku
karena my husband saw me write a song. But he was unable to read my writing because my notes are in lines such as mi, do, si, si, la, la, mi, do, la, sol, fa, fa, mi, re, mi, re, mi, sol, fa. There's no bar. It was trial or anything. Only I knew. So I got it and I sang and finally he knew as well. Then he could make the music. So if I make a song, people think Muswali makes it. He was never able to read my writing.
In her career, Titiek Puspa often underwent hard time. The most severe period she experienced was when she was claimed to suffer from cancer.
Karena waktu saya sakit kan, kena kanker. Karena kan umur 73 mau ke 74 ya. Orang udah umur segitu kan kena kanker kan susah diperbaiki, diobatin ya. Tapi saya dikasih hidup lagi, kasih sehat.
When I suffered a serious illness, oh my God, I wasn't wrong. I just knew how painful of suffering from a cancer was. I got to cry and cry. Oh, this, my body was so painful. I didn't know which part in my body was so painful. My whole body suffered from my toes to my head. That was all painful. The pain was 100-fold. Like a pregnant woman who delivers a baby. Oh my God, I couldn't stand suffering from the pain. I had no strength. I said, if the God wants me to die, please let me die. I wasn't wrong anymore. But if the gods want me to live in the world, please help and give me clues. But while I was crying, I was in Singapore.
But the merciful God showed his power to Titiek Puspa. After being hospitalized for 13 days, she was declared to be recovered from cancer. Upon her recovery, she felt indebted to the God and was entrusted with a task by entertaining Indonesian children.
Gitu, nah, di situ saya merasa punya utang sama Gusti Allah.
sama Tuhan. Makanya saya mesti apa Tuhan? Tunjukkan saya kepengen punya lagu buat anak-anak.
Well, ya, udah, there I felt being indebted to the God. So, what I had to do, my God, show me clues. I wanted to have some songs for children. Yes, finally I met Madam Ajin from Musica Studio. Well, I made A-A-O-A-O. Then it has been made, just waiting to launch it. So there were some titles of the song, such as Aku Bangga Jadi Anak Indonesia, which means I'm proud to be Indonesian. Kau dan Aku Indonesia, which means you and I are Indonesian. Cintailah Cinta, which means love the love. Lagu Buat Bunda, which means song for mother. Honohini, which means here and there. In addition, there were other medley songs, Menabung and Gang Kelinci, meaning Savings and Rabbit Alley and Halo Halo. Then I added some songs, Pujaanku, which means my idol, Kekasihku Itu Bapak Ismail Marzuki, which means my beloved father Ismail Marzuki, Indonesia Tanah Air Beta, my homeland Indonesia, and Indonesia Pusaka, which means Indonesian heritage. So I had a lot of tasks from the God for Indonesian children. This was what made me revived. I was like a newborn baby, like a newborn baby. I met with the children, so I cheered up again. I was like to have a new spirit, you know, to have a new world.
Now, her age is not young anymore. Titik Puspa presents a special gift for Indonesian children. She creates a special song for the children to fulfill her promise to the Creator.
The rest of my life, sisa hidup saya, insya Allah saya akan persembahkan kepada anak-anak Indonesia sebagai cicilan utang saya kepada Tuhan.
Now with the rest of my life, the rest of my life, God's willingness, I will dedicate my life to Indonesian children as an installment of my debt to the God, to my country, and to my people. I'm now 78 years old. I can still breathe fresh life somewhere in a beautiful place, and I'm closer with the visible sky. The sky looks visible. Oh my God. I kiss, love, and pray for my people to be always aware with their behavior and capacity. The God will embrace my people with healthy, safe, smooth, and successful way. Boost my country, my leaders, and my people. I thank a lot to all Indonesian heroes in all fields. I love all of you. God bless you. Independent.
For you, ain't nothing but a heartbreak, 'cause you make right for me. Setting up some boundaries, giving this that he's gotta be nobody else but me. Hey, I'm addicted to the mystery. You know about some victory for me, for me. I'm fighting for my peace.
It ain't about a heartbreak, 'cause you made this go your way. Know how to keep you silent, confide only in your space. Don't need a hiding.
Secret.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak, 'cause you made this go your way. Know how to keep it silent, confide only in your space.
Don't need to hide it, can't find any other way.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs. As the title means mother and father, the song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Rasa rakai tulang hingga sampai kapinggan, mangilik nanang galuh caramin matanya. Uma batulang mencari akan rajakinya. Sambung hujan lebat arus deras wan galumbangnya, awak basah kedinginan di tengah sungai. Abang maluntar baluma tentu pakulinya. Batulah mencari akan rajakinya.
mana menyayangi. Ku cium tangan abang nanti.